This story starts with Boots Adams and ultimately ends with Kerr McGee.
Right.
So how does that start, your relationship to Boots Adams? You were a good friend of his, and he was CEO of Phillips for many, many years.
Right. Well, I was asked to be chairman of the Oklahoma exhibit at the World's Fair by Henry Bellman in 1964. And I said, well, Henry, how small a committee can I have? And he said, well, I'll have to check and call you back. He called me back. There had to be three of you. And I said, okay, if you can get Boots Adams and Dean McGee, I'll do it. So he called him. They agreed to do it. So the three of us became the commissioners of the Oklahoma exhibit. So we went through some difficulties picking what we wanted to do because we had a limited amount of money. But during that time, I got to know both Boots and Dean extremely well. I was with them a lot.
Dean McGee.
And, of course, Boots Adams was chairman of Phillips Petroleum. I was with Boots so often, and he told me all these personal stories. I asked him how he got started, really, and he said, well, I was hired to be a basketball player because they had the Phillips 66 Oilers, and AAU ball then was bigger than pro ball. Phillips was one of the great teams in the country, and I was asked to play with them. So he said, that's what my job was. But I kept asking Mr. Phillips, Frank Phillips, if there wasn't something else I could do. And he said, well, how would you like to be secretary to the board? You just take minutes and that kind of thing. So Boots agreed to do it, thrilled to death to be around all those important people. So after a number of meetings, one day they had one about exploration in the Oklahoma City area. The geologist said to the board, this looks like a wonderful opportunity. It looks like this trend goes right into the city, and we ought to be trying to get leases there. And someone on the board said, there are strict local rules against drilling within the city limits. You'll never get it done. You might as well forget it. Frank Phillips said, well, if that's the way it is, there's nothing we can do, so let's forget it. So when the thing ended, Boots went up to Mr. Phillips and said, Mr. Phillips, gosh, I think we ought to do everything we could to try to get him to change that law. Mr. Phillips said, Boots, if you think you can do it, you take some of your friends and go over there and try. So Boots took several of the basketball players. They got rooms in the hotel. And at that time, the manager, they didn't have a mayor, they had a city manager, was Red Mosier, who turned out Marion, who I thought was one of the Colcord girls, but she really had been divorced by Mr. Colcord's son when she was 17, and he felt so sorry for her, he invited her into the house. So as kids growing up, we always thought she was one of the sisters, but she wasn't. But she was dating Red Mosier, so that's how I knew who he was. So Red, as city manager, told Boots, there's just no way I can get into that. He said, the city's against it. I'm not going to jeopardize my reputation by fronting, trying to get the law changed. Boots said, well, what if I do it? He said, if you could get someone to front it, I'll consider it. But he said, I'd need something for it. And Boots said, what would you like to have? And he said, I'd like to be with an airline. And Boots said, well, I can take care of that. He went over and sat on the corner of Red's desk and called Braniff, who did all their oil products from Phillips, and said, Mr. Braniff, I've got a guy here that's going to help us a lot, and he needs a job. What can you do? Could you make him a vice president? He said, yeah, Boots, if you all want me to, I will. So that part of it was settled. Then Boots said, no, I can't do this fronting because I've got to get back to the company. But he said, if I could get a drilling contractor, we could give him all the contracts if you got the law changed. So give me your phone book. He picked up the phone book and turned to the yellow section. Under drilling contractors, the first name was Anderson Kerr. So he dials a number, and this guy answers. Is this Anderson? No, this is Bob Kerr. Well, Mr. Kerr, I want you to do something for us. And he explained what needed to be done. And Kerr said, I've never made speeches like that. Well, could you make speeches if you thought you were going to get all the contracts, if you got it done? Well, yes, I think I could. So that began really the success of Anderson Kerr, which later made Dean McGee's oil company. Dean and I were good friends, but that was really the beginning of the Anderson Kerr fortune because they did all the drilling for all the wells in Oklahoma City. One of them, as a matter of fact, the last one standing is a Helmerich & Payne rig right in the Capitol grounds. But Kerr McGee did all of those.
So then it became Kerr McGee as a result of all of that.
Right.
What kind of a guy was Boots Adams?
Oh, he was a fabulous guy. He was the last buccaneer in the oil industry. He pretty much did things the way he wanted to do them, and he had a tremendous ego, but a charismatic personality. He was just a super guy. He was a good friend to me.
And he was quite a bit older than you.
Oh, yeah. Dean was younger than Boots, but they were probably 20 years older than I was.
When all this is happening, you're somewhere in your 30s?
Yeah, it was in 64, so I would have been 40.
And Dean McGee, were you around him much?
Oh, yeah, I was around him a lot. We had to meet frequently when we were building this thing and making the decision and hiring people and so forth. And then whenever we'd get short of money, I'd call one or the other, and they'd always provide it. That was a big asset that they gave. They were very generous with helping us. And the exhibit was very successful.
Dean McGee, was he quiet?
Yeah, Boots was a very flamboyant, personable, backslapping salesman kind of guy. Where Dean was very reserved, very quiet, very dignified, very intelligent. Boots was smart, but Boots was street smart. And Dean had a geology degree, and he was a much different kind of guy. But very different people.
So you must have learned from these two great men yourself.
Oh, sure. No, you can't be around guys like that without learning something. And we were, of course, with Henry a lot. It was an interesting experience.
You were much younger, but you were with Helmreich & Payne at that time.
Yeah.
You did all the drilling for them, and they also regarded you because you did have your Harvard business degree.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, and Henry had picked me. Dean and Boots had nothing to do with me having that position. You know, one of the interesting things you learn about politics is a governor or a senator has an instant call on any big business. Because if he wants something, then they know that if they help, it gives them an entree and an ear to him. I'm sure the last thing in the world they wanted to do was serve on the World's Fair Commission, but when they asked him to, he did it.